I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now, radio.com sports insider Matt Steinmetz. He covers the Warriors at Steinmetz NBA on Twitter. Matt joins us on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Matt, that really didn't feel like an NBA Finals game after the Durant injury. What was your perception being around that team of how all of that was handled?
Well, I mean, that's a tough question to start because there's a million ways to go, but I appreciate it. As I was pulling out of my driveway today to come to work, I saw my neighbor who's a huge Warrior fan, and I always like to hear what he has to say. And I said, "How you feeling?" And he goes, "I'm not sure." And I'm like, "What do you mean? Game six. And he said, "Yeah, but, you know, the Durant thing, I just don't know really. I mean, yeah, okay, let's go play on Thursday. But as of right now, everybody's kind of, it's muted, I guess, is how I'd answer."
What has been the prevailing feeling in Northern California, your neighbor among them, Matt, about Kevin Durant's toughness and his willingness to play when he's not 100%?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. And the reality of the situation is I host a talk radio show here in San Francisco. And for the last couple weeks, one of the themes has been what's going on with KD. Can he play? How serious is this? Where's he at? And it became a daily question. And in the meantime, Kevon Looney was being ruled out for the rest of the NBA Finals, and he returns. DeMarcus Cousins, who tore a quad early in the playoffs, found a way to come back in the finals. So there were just questions, and there was innuendo about all that kind of stuff. Well, he's a free agent. He's leaving anyway. He's not best. I mean, there's a lot behind this. The fact that he ends up playing and maybe it costs him a year, without being overly dramatic, it's going to change the course of the Warriors' future is what it's going to do. And maybe the league's future, quite frankly.
I think definitely the league's future, given that he's arguably the best player in the league. You said there was innuendo. Was that from anyone legitimate, or is that just people who text and call and maybe tweet your show, or were there legitimate rumblings around the Warriors that were questioning the severity of the injury?
No, I'm mostly talking about the fans and just the man on the street. And because to me, that's really kind of what's most important. And if those people understand kind of the truth, well, that's all the better for everybody, I think. And I was saying for 2 weeks, look, he's hurt. How hurt? I have no idea, but he's hurt enough that he's not playing in game four of the NBA Finals. And this guy, over the course of his entire life, not career, over his life, has done nothing but hang around gyms, playing basketball, wanting to play basketball, doing all that kind of, all that kind of stuff. We also know he's sensitive. He reads everything. He hears everything. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he felt pressure in ways we don't understand. And maybe he came back before he should have. You know, I didn't think about this till today, but what does it mean? Like Draymond Green, for example, and I thought it was an innocent comment at the time, and Steph Curry did it too. Even if KD's at 70%, that's better than most players in the NBA. I mean, I don't know. Does that put pressure on Kevin Durant if he knows he's not all the way there, but he might be able to gut it out? I mean, the story's this story is going to linger for a long, long time. Trust me.
Matt, what has been the Warriors' most recent history, this administrative group, in terms of how conservatively it handles medical situations?
Oh, I mean, they're famous for being overly cautious. In fact, you can kind of count on one hand easily the times where a guy maybe came back too soon. And in fact, the Warriors have been so conservative with injuries that they're criticized because they keep their players out longer than they should, especially in the regular season, so that they're ready for the postseason. But in the meantime, during the regular season, they get criticized because, maybe Steph Curry isn't playing two or three games, in the middle of February when, if it were the NBA Finals, he'd be playing. So that I think that's a very real thing.
Matt Steinmetz covers the Warriors, radio.com sports insider. Do you expect Kevin Durant to opt in to his contract and come back to the Warriors next year to recover?
I don't believe he's going to be back with the Warriors, but I haven't thought that all year. From the beginning of the year, it just felt like everybody around the NBA a large percentage, I think, are working under the assumption he's going to leave. So that's the only thing I'm kind of basing it on. Did things change? Well, let's think about it. If you're the New York Knicks, do you now call Kevin Durant's agent and say, hey, you know that four-year most amount of money contract we could give you guys, that's off the table? Of course not. No chance. They're saying, here's your four. We'll still pay you as much as we possibly can. And, oh, by the way, we have the best doctors in the league.
Hmm.
So why don't you just come rehab here? So I don't think he's going to lose any clout on the free agent market. Now, he can opt in for 1 year. He can come back on another one-year contract, which is what he's been playing under. So he could, in theory, say, well, I'm going to miss the whole season, so I may as well take my 31 from the Warriors and rehab around here. And that's very possible, I suspect. But there's so much we don't know about this injury and what he felt within the organization, with the doctors, his relationship. If he knows he's got a year of rehab ahead of him, and the last 30 days were kind of, not being on the same page, well, then I can't see him doing that, if you know what I mean, especially if he knows all he's going to do is rehab. Well, the Warriors then could also say, look, here it is, Supermax, 5 years. We know you're missing all next year, but this is just, here you go. We said it all along. You just, hurt your Achilles. Same number right here. 5 years, the most we can give you. And so maybe he'll take that at that point. We don't know.
What's the timeline for when we're going to get news next, Matt? Have the Warriors said anything?
I'm sorry?
What's the time? When are we going to get news? Have the Warriors said when they're going to be making any announcements on?
Yeah, there's an MRI today, and so they'll take an MRI, then they'll get the results, then they'll put it in front of 129 doctors, and then they'll discuss the 15 things it could be, and they'll whittle it down to the three things it probably is, and then they'll tell guys like you and me. You know what I mean? Like, this is kind of serious around the NBA, to tell you the truth, because
yes, yeah,
the Golden State Warriors general manager was crying at the podium last night.
Yeah, I mean, the best player in the world,
it's a big issue.
Yeah, the best player in the world just suffered a career altering injury ahead of free agency when a ton of teams were going to be after his services. It's certainly a huge deal. Matt Steinmetz at Steinmetz NBA on Twitter, radio.com, Sports Insider. Thanks for the time, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.